You know, I thought that when Rodney asked me to do this workshop, I was trying to find something that kind of went along with the theme of their convention to Happy Destiny was the path that we took on this journey getting to recovery and how important that path is, especially for the new man. You know, my story wasn't that I came in this thing and I didn't have some ups and downs and I didn't have some ins and outs, and that's my personal story. And I know other individuals in this room that there are some that come in here and they get it the first time. I happen to have been one of those that didn't. But it wasn't because the path wasn't laid out for me. That wasn't what happened. You know, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, I want to start out with this. And I got a few disclaimers, first of all. So I put some things on my drive, and I said to myself when I got down here this weekend, I was going to print off some papers, handouts, and all of this here, and I was going to have a really nice professional workshop, and it was going to be, and so I went down to the desk, and I talked to a young lady last night when I got here, and needed to know if I need to go to FedEx or somewhere in the morning to print off, and she said, no, she said, we have a printer over there, and you can print off as many copies as you want, and this, that, and other. So I got down there about 11 something, and I put my little drive in there, got ready to print, and they said it didn't have no ink. Y'all should have saw me down there. I done took apart these folks' copier down there. I'm shaking their ink cartridge and everything. I done went up to the desk. I said, the devil is a lie. This is not going to happen. I stopped the old timer, though. I stopped it. I know he don't mind me saying his name, James W. in the hall. I said, James, I said, I got this workshop to do at 1:30 on the path we took. He said, wow, Kim, you got that one. He said, and everybody that's in that workshop ought to know the path. He said, because it's laid out real clear cut in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous for us. It says, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to the simple book. That's it. That's it. That's all. Real clear to us. You know, so we're going to open it up. But I want to say I had a couple of things that I wanted to say before we got started. You know, I got some trudging buddies. My sponsor and her BFF, you know, I grabbed hold to them sisters. On my desk at my job is a picture of them two, and I look at them all day, every day. You know, the others that come in my office don't see it, but they face me because they put me on a path of going to some conventions and doing some service work and working with another addict and alcoholic and doing some things in this recovery thing that have kept me in this recovery thing. You know, Bonnie and Sharon, I really, really appreciate everything. Because if it had not been for that start in this recovery thing, I don't know where I'd be today. So I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. So we're going to get started. I want to continue to read just a little bit before we go in there. I know. This time the book been used, you guys. This time it's been used. It's falling apart. I got a brand new one up there, though. But, I ain't busted out. It's okay. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to the simple program. Usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. There are such unfortunates. They are not at fault. They seem to have been born that way. They are naturally incapable of grasping and developing a manner of living which demands rigorous honesty. And I'm going to stop right there. You know, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous says that this is a path, and it's laid out. we hear individuals all the time talk about that there are simple steps and simple things that we need to do in this thing. Get a sponsor. So we're going to start with sponsorship here. Just to throw that out there on the floor. Now, I know I have a couple of newcomers in the room, and I want to hear from them and see what they think sponsorship consists of, and then we're going to help. Then we're going to, hopefully some of these old timers can share with them what sponsorship is all about.
Angela.
Okay, so sponsorship to me is someone that's going to lead me down the right path of a different way of thinking, giving me more knowledge of what my disease really truly is and how it can come at me, and helping me to learn how to step outside of myself and how to get a better spiritual experience, how to get more connected.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hi, I'm Brandy.
Good morning.
Could y'all speak up just a little bit so to make sure that they're recording?
Okay, so sponsorship to me is, my sponsor is someone that God, from all his knowledge and wisdom about me and my needs and my desires, has handpicked to guide me through the 12-step program. Someone that I not only
thank you, Brian. Okay. Thank you.
Feel still okay and free myself.
That's right.
Be someone that inspires me
Gina. Clarice. Hey, Clarice. Thank you, Liz. Hey, Marguerite.
You know, when you get to talking about sponsorship, you know, I'm an old now. I just celebrated 20 years, July 21st this year. I say that to say this, you know, whether you're a newcomer, whether you're old comer, you still need a sponsor. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of times, I call my sponsor when she ain't with the bishop. And answering her, and she answered her phone. But I said, where is this lady? I have to go to the house and find her, you know, I have to run her down. But she got a lot of stuff on her plate. But, you know, sometimes when I get on the phone and I be like, okay, girl, I'm trying to talk to you now. But it's like I just have to talk to her. You know, and you know, you just got certain things you want to say to a certain person. You don't want to talk to nobody else. You know, because you need that person that's going to be real with you. That ain't going to just say what you want to hear. They're going to say what you need to know. And you know, to me, if you got a person like that, they don't, you know, they say it, but they don't have to say it, but it don't cause make you be angry, because you have to receive it in love. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say it to help you, not to hurt you. You know, and that's how I look at sponsorship, you know. And little did I know, when we was out there in the streets together, that she would be my sponsor, but she is, and I think she's about the only one that could probably be here with me. So that's a good thing, I guess, you know. But anyway, you know, I just thank God for it. I do appreciate the fact that I can call her when I need to, and she be up all time for night, and I be like, what you doing? She be up praying. And then she's like, I'm gonna call you. So they let me know that I should be calling when I was calling her. You know, and that's, to me, that's a good thing.
Hey,
Brian.
Hey, I want to be just like her. That's what we're talking about.
You know, she ain't never refused to me. No matter what's going down the pipe, she's always there. And she, sometimes, you know, I act like I'm her sponsor, but she really my sponsor. Because she got a sponsor. You know?
Thank you, Vaughn. Come on, Don. Hey, Don.
And, you know, sponsorships to me is, you know, we have a fellowship, we have a program, which is one in the same. But without the sponsor, you know, where would I be? You know, if I just came in here or just came to meetings, and, you know, I need all that I want you to have. And me and my sponsor have a very close relationship. And I do want you to be my sponsor. And my sponsor has been through a lot of things with me and worked with me in a lot of areas, you know, and it's not that I can't make decisions by myself, but I still have to run them back. Because sometimes I be making decisions by myself and I be messing up. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't think I just be making a decision based on myself. You know, I didn't make a decision. But, you know, I call my sponsor and I say, well, what do you think about this? Or I done this. Or I did that. Do I need to make an answer to these people right now? You know, whatever it might be. You know, and that's why sponsorship is so important to me, because not only is she a close-mouth friend, she's, with her, I'm connected with other women. That if I can't call my sponsor, sometimes I call my grand sponsor. Sometimes I call somebody else. You know, but my sponsor has taken me down this path, and she's pointed out a lot of things, and she still does, about me that I didn't even know. You know, and the 12 by 12 says that an experienced person that has gone through the steps, mm-hmm. or however it's saying, but that's what it's saying. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the fourth day. It's saying experience. You know, we seek the experienced person because I ain't got no experience when I come in here. I don't know what to do. All I know is right now when I come in, I want to get stuck in that. And I don't know how. And so it's like the experience. So they got experience. You know, some things she done been through, I've been through. Some things I've been through, she ain't been through. But then that's why she got a sponsor. You know, so I know when I'm dealing with my sponsors and I don't know what to do, I call my sponsor. Not that I be trying to put their business out there, but shit, if I can't help you, I need to try to get the information to help. You know, so like I said, me and my sponsor has a great relationship. You know, I talk to her about anything. It don't matter. Because that's the person that God has put in my life to help me with the problems that I have.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael. kind of sad because, you know, his brother died. He was on to it. And, he got out of his treatment center. I had a made up man. And I was trying to live my life. You know, he had done it. I actually didn't know that he had done this before, his way of life. And somebody who wants their way of life, you can never tell you somewhere. That's where you come. That same brother deceased. And he was sad in my heart. I lost him when I came into the program. We went to Queen Road. I had never been there in my life. When I got there, I was yearning to learn. I learned more about me than them. You know, I mean, they said when I came in the room, they said, take the cards out of here and put them in my house. My brother was sitting there with me at one meeting. I told him, you see the old bed over there? Come back and talk to me. And he became my sponsor, you know me. Rude boy, I tell you. I can hear my mom saying, she said, boy, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Mm-hmm. And as I came into the room and I got to talking with my sponsor, he was like, this God said to me, because he was able to, seeing as time went on, people like Dave and Bill, I listened to them and hear their story and give me more strength. Because I thought, I actually thought that. Well, it's been going on, but I don't know about God. See, right now, my sponsor is too little still. But I know it's him. My sponsor can take it to scale, but I ain't going to want it. So I want it. You know, it's a saying that 12 and 12, it says that. It says something must. This is something called owner.
Thank you. Before you go, Vanita, just give me 1 second here. You know, in the beginning of the book, and when they first wrote the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, they said that in the Florida states that more than 100 men and women have recovered from a seamlessly hopeless state of mind and body to show other alcoholics and addicts precisely. That's a powerful word right there. How we recovered. And then it says, is the main purpose of this book. We're going to say of this program. That's the main purpose. To show them precisely now. And then it tells us, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Now, what I hear now is that you get a sponsor. You let sponsor work, walk you through the steps from 1 to 12. Okay? Come on, Vanita. Hey, Vanita.
I was thinking about just that passage and, you know, just to piggyback off of that as well, you know, and on page 18, it does say, but the ex-problem breaker who has found the solution, who is properly armed with facts about himself,
I'm going there. That's it.
Come on now. In a few hours, until such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. You know, and the sponsorship, I mean, you know, for those that have came in and, like I said, did that first time and even stayed with the same sponsor, I have to say, that's not my story. Mm-hmm. You know, because I came in for so many different reasons, you know, for whatever, you know, but it says, you know, until such a none of that matters. The sponsorship doesn't matter at all. You know, I had to get to a place that I became
You know, that we always talk about when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. Mm-hmm. You know, and when that teacher appears, they have to know what they know what they're talking about already. Because mm-hmm. they have been down that path, you know. And there are some things that they have not been. And it was one thing that got that attracted me. This thing is based on attraction rather than promotion. And one thing that attracted me when I walked into treatment, some 24 hours ago, some days ago. Mm-hmm. And I wanted this thing, I just didn't know. I knew I had to get a sponsor. For real. For real. Not for play, not just saying I got a sponsor to go get a pass. No, I had to get a sponsor. Not to say, I'm going to call them, but they said, call me. And then the message is, oh, you don't call. See, I need God to pick that up, you know, because he going to say something, put something on that sister or that man's heart that's going to make some y'all be meeting as one. And that's a God thing.
Thank you, Vanita.
Mm-hmm. And that's what my first sponsor told me.
We're about to get
because
there.
Because the book talks about we can't place our dependence on no person. Our dependence must be of God. Mm-hmm. And I'm paraphrasing here because I'm not a quoter and I'm not a number. I can't throw you one page or something. And none of that shit. And I ain't trying to. Mm-hmm. And I never did. But I ain't not going to go back for the hoodoo. But that's not just me. I go in that book and get it, though, because of the study. And call somebody guided me to go to big book study and step study and things of that nature. And it's a lot of things people don't have to tell me. I was so hurt and so tore up. I was like, ooh. They say, you know, you can go to big book study over here. My sponsor didn't tell me to go to big book study when I got here. I said, what they at? Because I'm one of them dope free hell. They give double up. So I'm going to ask you what the fuck is that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they told me to put that kind of energy into my recovery. So when I heard they were doing big book study, I was like, what's that? So I figured y'all had, they were doing something extra. And if you doing something extra, I need to find out what's going on in my life all the time. So I went to big book study, they were doing that, they was doing a book, breaking it down. I can't reconcile what's in the big book. I'm in trouble. And I got to watch what I'm giving. Because I'm a dope fiend, y'all. Let's get real. Mm-hmm. A dope fiend will
implement some shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You can't be doing something. And I
That's right. Don't change.
So don't change. In the book, those relationships in a process will establish, you know, and we ain't nothing but angels, y'all, that God sent with a whole lot of men to help somebody else with their
things. Thank you, Marsha. Hey, Vanessa. Thanks. Hold on, before we go in, throw this out there. Half measures avail us nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay. Right here. Then I'm coming back there. I see you, boo. Don't worry. Yeah. Hey, Lenore. How you doing? Can you guys talk up, because they're recording up here? Okay.
And so
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that that was the sponsor for me. And I never knew that I was on God's journey. Because he was in contact with me, I wasn't in contact with him. Because I didn't trust him. I did not trust him. It took me a long time to trust God and to try to commit to him. Because I was so confused and so abused. But when I finally started to connect with him, my life changed.
And that's a reality. My tears are tears of joy, they're not tears of sadness.
That's right.
I have a lot of knowledge. I've been around here 28 years. I have a lot of knowledge and wisdom. And I'm glad for that. I've learned a lot of things. And I've been free from a lot of things. And basically, except that I'm a bad motherfucker.
Thank you, Laura. D'Angelo.
People constantly say, don't do it. You know, that's No, excuse me, I used to be with my father, I always talk. But I never listened to my pops, you know. And one of the sayings was my pops said, son, if you try to talk, I'm already across. And when I started working these steps with my sponsors, I started to connect those dots of what he was talking about. And he basically was talking about life. And in working with my sponsors, we also enhanced my relationship with God. I do a lot of studying for different religions, you know, different texts outside of the room of the covenant. But my sponsor helped me connect with that God and understand. This morning, you know, my wife and I, we were reading our meditation. After she left the room, my sponsor texted me. And at the time that he and I, he was being my sponsor, this morning was the first time he told me he loved him. You know, because he can't be here. Now that would have talked my life when another man outside of my father told me he loved me, you know, it's a crazy problem. You know, for him to tell me that, you know, that meant a lot to me, you know. Sponsorship, man, to me today is not what you say. It's about what you do. You know, because see, I can't translate somehow. I first came to this room and I was looking at the brothers that had nice cars, you know, made the most profound statements in the meetings, you know, had women and all that, you know, that's the person I want to be my sponsor. And I went at them brothers because that was a lifestyle I used to live in. But see, today I don't even look for that. You know, see, today I realize that he ain't gonna set a list to say, watch the brothers that come in this room that carry the message, not just in this room, but outside this room. They don't even talk about it. That's the type of sponsor I have. You know, help other individuals out, and I don't even get credit. I don't take the credit for them today. You know, because I know that's God using me. He's using me to help other individuals. In the process of me helping other individuals, I'm helping myself. Because someday, we don't know what I do, just don't.
Thank you.
My name is Bonnie Lemonade.
Hey, Bonnie.
And I remember when my day of grace is August the 10th of 1990, and for that I'm truly grateful. And when I came in these rooms, I had to have a sponsor and a therapist. The book told me that I can seek outside help, because I was messed up. So, you know, and this is my thing I hear around the room that I dislike. You know, you get a sponsor and they say, well, oh, they fired me. But no, that's not what happened. You get what you can get from that individual, and then you go on to the next person. It's so much that you can get from a person. Sometimes you outgrow your sponsor. So it ain't about you fired me or I fired you. It's just that you can go on to another level. And I can remember when I came in these rooms, you know, we talked about how to work and trudge in this role, you know. It said even people with mental disorder have the capability of being honest, you know, to get this program. So even when I came in this room, I was screwed up. I was wired up backwards, you know, and I realized that the dope was just a symptom of my problem. I was real messed up. You know, I had to have inside help, outside help, a whole bunch of help, you know. But along the line, I got some stability. I got grounded and rooted. And today I sponsor women. And when I sponsor women, I tell them the butt-naked truth. If you want me to be the type of sponsor that co-sign your bullshit, I'm the wrong one. Because I'm going to tell you like it is, because that's how the women did me. I couldn't understand when they got in a circle, they put their arms around me, and they told me that they loved me. No, you either a dyke, or you trying to get something that I had. But the longer I stay sober, I realized them sisters really loved me. They said something, they told me that, how you're dressed too short, or you're talking to that man, they'll pull me to the side, or You know, I grew up in these rooms. Because I came in here with a whole lot of behavior pattern. It wasn't a dope, I had a bunch of messed up behavior. I wanted to come in the room and sell a little whoop-de-woo. You know what I'm saying? I came in here messed up. You know what I'm saying? But today, I tell my women, the women that I work with, and I have a sponsor that I talk to, you know, I don't just call up when things doing bad. I let them know when I'm doing good. I let them know that I'm excited about living this life, you know. Trudging this role is another big thing. I tell my girls, step outside. It's more than just going to meetings. No, you need to go to workshops. You need to go to conventions. You need to get on the service board. You need to be the GSR. You need to go to different levels in this recovery. This ain't as big as just 1 hour meetings. You got to be, just like I work when I had to get that dope, I get the Brillo, the pipe, find the dope. It's working this thing. I came here and I started working. 26 years later, I still go to meetings. I still sponsor women. Because I learned in this room the only way I can keep what I have, I have to give it away. So whatever another woman poured into me, I poured it into the next sister. And let her know this thing worked. An old timer told me you'd always tell your sobriety birthday because it identified, it let that new person know that this program worked. Some people feel like after 26 years, I need to be in a rocking chair or doing something. And guess what? There's no expiration date on my sobriety. I still gotta come in these rooms. I done been through worse shit in 26 years than I did on that dope. All three of my sons went to jail at one time. Drive-by shooting. They shot some folks. In recovery, and I had to see that. Lost my home in recovery. Was in an abusive relationship where a man whooped me every day and every night in recovery. Mm-hmm. But I made it. Right. Simply because I had a man of mine and I worked these steps and I work it with another woman and I tell my shit when I don't want to tell it. I had to strip myself butt naked and tell the butt naked truth. The program said that our own step be true. I can't sugarcoat this stuff. I can't just call and tell you later, No, I need to tell that real shit. That shit, I thought I'm gonna take it to the graveyard. That I slept with my husband, my neighbor's husband last night. You know, that crazy crap that I went out there and used. Today, I'm grateful that I trudged this road. I go to every convention, you gonna see us. We gonna pack up, piece up, and we gonna get there. We gonna do whatever.
That's right, that's right.
That's right. We got tuna fish in the room. That we ain't got to do, we can take a bath and get your marathon meet. And I'm so grateful for this, man. I love this. I tell my boy, you better give me that money and go to this convention. I'm going to put that Lexus on the pipe.
Thank you, buddy. Before we go any further, you know, that's the part, because we got on sponsorship and we got stuck right there. But see, the path we took, if you look around this room, and that's something that I believe my first convention, I started looking at the women and the men that was in the rooms, the women and men that were still in the rooms from the time before and the time before that I came in here and tried this thing. And they were still in here doing the same thing. I kept hearing the same things. Get a sponsor, go to meetings, fellowship, do service work. All of this stuff, pray and meditate. All of this stuff hadn't changed. This book didn't change. It was me that didn't need to change. It was me that needed to change. I need to get in here and do some work. I need to do the same kind of work that everybody else was doing that was still in this thing. I got connected that last time, you guys. I got with a sponsor with a working knowledge of the 12 steps. She took me from 1 to 12, and in doing that, I got a relationship with a God of my understanding that has sustained me through the loss of my mama, my son being shot, all of this stuff that I done been through while in these rooms, that God keeps holding me and carrying me, you know. But I got that in these rooms. See, I've been one of those, and I know a lot of you guys can identify with, I done been dipped in the water, immersed in the water, slapped with the water, sprinkled with the water. You name it, I done been done with the water, okay? and I have nothing against religion that believes, because I'm in that area of my life. But I had to get to that God through these 12 steps, though. These 12 steps got that relationship that I couldn't get right there. And I kept running in and out of there. And I got that through this path that this big book talks about, through those 12 steps. I go back to, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. I used the word precisely a minute ago. This is laid out, you guys. It's laid out. All you have to do. I didn't have no problem taking, we took sponsorship in the very beginning, because I didn't have no problem being sponsored when I was out there in the street. I didn't have no problem taking direction from somebody out there on them streets. They tell me that they was doing this, and this is how you do it over here. That's what I went over there, and that's what I did. That's what I did. But this woman sitting right here gave me some direction, and I continue to follow it. And like you said, y'all out to see us all. We in the house. We there. But I learned early. And then as a result of that, my sponsees learned. Matter of fact, I got a few of my sponsees in the room right now. Stand up for me just a second. I got some grand sponsees. I got some grand sponsees. I ain't sponsoring you, boy. Sit down. And my sponsor, but I wanted the newcomers, because I saw some newcomers back there, to see as a result of this woman taking me from 1 to 12, I didn't have the opportunity to take somebody from 1 to 12, and that person has taken somebody else from 1 to 12, and as a result of that, you got a room full of women in here that are working this thing, that are examples, that are helping another sister, another, and the brother, so I'm not trying to leave you out, but helping them to live a life free of drugs and alcohol today. And that's not to say that we don't go through stuff, but this path that's laid out helps us to be able to work through whatever it is that we go through. You know, Rodney, thank you for allowing me this opportunity. I think Memphis, this is my second home down here. And it's my second home simply because this was my sponsor. This was one of the first conventions that I went to this last trip. And this was one of them that I experienced, one of them feelings of coming into a convention and feeling like I was at home. I was from Arkansas, but I was in Memphis, and Memphis set it out for us. And that's the same way whenever Arkansas, and I had an opportunity over the years to be convention chairperson and all of that, and that's what I try to make sure that I do as well. Wherever I am or whatever I do, and God has allowed me through service work to do some things, I sit here now as a delegate third year for Arkansas. That means a lot to be able to represent Arkansas at a world level. You know, to be able to carry a message, or to be able to represent Arkansas at the world level is a lot. That means a real lot. That means a whole lot to me, a real lot. That didn't sound right. Can I stretch it? Okay. But I mean, that's very important. That service work, though, had to start somewhere, and it was my sponsor that instilled that in me early on in recovery, and I try to instill that in my sponsees in hopes that my sponsees will instill that in their sponsees. That's the path we talk about. It's carrying the message, you guys, carrying the message of those 12 steps, but arming the individuals with some facts about this big book and about this recovery thing is so important. Before we get ready to get out of here, because how many minutes ago? I'm all right? Okay. I got 15 more minutes. Ooh, I'm rolling in. Come on. I saw some hands out here. All right. Back here. You? Yeah. Hand in. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So there is no right or wrong way to get in here. Mm-hmm. It's just all about what God leads me to try to get to the journey of having joy. Mm-hmm. That's
right. Thank you. She sounds like me teaching class, don't she? Come on, Sean.
I remember when I first got here, it was like, I didn't trust you, I didn't trust God, I didn't trust nobody. Guidance was guidance. I ain't had no guidance. The streets was my dad. You know, that's what I knew. That's all I knew. You know, with no parents, with no none of that for me. God was. I gave myself time to connect with somebody, and I couldn't connect. It actually took the sponsor I had now to connect me with somebody because I was lost. I still felt lost. I just could not connect. I just felt lost. So I did have a connection, and just like I'm piggyback off somebody who said, I missed Buddy. I outgrew somebody. And stuff started eventually coming, more stuff started coming up. And so I had to latch on and I had to give me a spot, I had to get a sponsor who knew and who I was telling everything to anyway. So I latched on. Sponsorship for me was getting rid of me.
That's right.
Getting rid of me. See, if I could get rid of me and I could tell on me, and I can make these meetings, and I can do what somebody told me. See, you can't tell me to do nothing. Who you tell me to do something? I ain't never followed nobody's orders in my life but my own. And man, it's all screwed up. I'm just going to be, you know, that was all screwed up. But God led me to two women who walked the walk. Because, see, you got to be walking that walk for me to glad y'all too. Who was walking their walk, and I got me some of them. And I grabbed hold to who called me out on my mess, who showed me how to dress.
know how to dress. That's what's up. You know, that's what's up. You know, who told me that they love me and would become my family. See, I have no family. No. And even my mom passed when I was in this thing. Who stood by me, dressed me from head to toe, but taught me how to love myself. Get in the big book. Tell on yourself. You know, and it was okay. That right where I was, it was okay to be right where I was. Wow, that was all new to me. I worked my steps. I got with my sponsor. I did what she told me to do. I had so many questions. I needed so many answers on just myself. You know, who are you? I didn't know who I was. I'm telling you, you know, no education, you know, and that was one of my biggest fears right there, was no education. You know, I was programmed to think that I was stupid. I was programmed to think that I was a nobody. I was programmed in these areas in my life. But they told me different. And they taught me different. My sponsor sit across me. Help me to get to my 12 steps. Them 12 steps taught me and showed me how to get free. You know, who I can become. You know, that I ain't have to be and live that way no more. And she told me that I could be educated, that I wasn't undone, that I wasn't a whore. You know what I'm saying? All those things that was programmed inside me, I learned through my sponsor. And it was hard for me to trust. It's hard for me to trust. Today, you know what I'm saying? I can trust myself today to help somebody else. You know, it wasn't easy. It didn't come easy for me at all, you know. But I kept fighting because I just know that I was not intended to live that life that I was living and to be that person. So I give it back. I do what I'm told, and instantly I tell on myself, oh my God, I would tell on myself, I would tell on you, I would tell on
thanks, Charlie. Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie. Look at it. I want to do both of them at the same time and share a little bit about my experience and my sponsorship in the past. I thank God for the way my sponsor presented himself to me. He wanted to tell me what to do, guy. And I don't know if I could have had what he got. I mean, I know something that works for a lot of people, but I don't think I could have had one. And I'm about to go fuck yourself. I knew I had some problems, and I knew I needed some guidance, and I needed some help. But the way he presented himself was so smooth, I didn't have no choice. Mm-hmm. I had been watching him, like I had been seeing him go through things. I had heard the story, I had heard things he had went through, and I saw the similarities in his life, but what he presented was stability. He had a wife, a job, a car, his own business. And he was sober. And I was like, man, hold up. But one day I saw him go through something and I really knew this got to be the guy. He got to argue on the parking lot in one of the meetings with another guy. And his wife was standing there. Now, where I come from, nobody disrespect you in front of your woman. You got to do something. You got to. I don't care what it is, you got to bump in the head or something, you got to follow it. And he was just, man, he was real calm. His wife was saying, baby, come on. He said, I'm all right. He said, man, is it really this serious? Man, what is this really about? I'm like, man, how the fuck you do that? How do you stay calm? But man, my mentality was, bust that motherfucker upside his head, man. He deserved it. That man disrespected you in front of your woman. Yeah. And he didn't go. He simply got in his car, took his wife, and he went home. And the next day he came to the meeting to talk about it. I was like, man, hold up. So it was a Friday night. I'm coming up on 90 days. And I knew my path. I knew around 90 days, I get on back out of here. But I didn't want to leave this time. And I had to watch this guy go through things. I had to be slick talking to him on the side. And I don't want to get rejected. I got rejection issues. I ain't finna ask him, man. He tell me, dog, I'm a bad motherfucker.
You gonna want to fight, ain't you? You gonna want to fight.
So I went to a meeting and I put on the floor complacent. Because you know, I'm like, you know, I had no education. I forgot you were the big word. They want to say what I'm saying. And a lot of guys shared in the room about what complacent men and all that. And this guy got up to do the chimp that night. And he said something. He said, man, complacent simply means it's time for you to take your foot off your neck. Mm. I said, what the fuck? Really? And I walked up to him and asked him to be my sponsor. I said, man, do you sponsor folks? He said, yeah. I said, would you sponsor me? He said, have you prayed about it? Nah. He said, well, do this. You go home and pray about it. I'm going to go home and pray about it. And meet me at the 8 o'clock meeting tomorrow morning. I said, okay. I went home and I prayed about it. But my mind is fucking made up. I ain't even really consulted. I'm telling you.
Some money, he would loan it to me. He even gave me a fucking job.
on these bills. I would cut grass. That's how my first job was cutting grass for my sponsor. I didn't know how valuable it was to me at first until I really looked back at it and said, man, we spent every day together, but what I had to call him every day. We was together every day. He would pick me up, we'd go to work, we'd go to meeting. He was doing everything. He was showing me. He was showing me. He wasn't telling me. He was showing me. He said, we'll show you a demonstration. We'll demonstrate to you. We'll show you. He showed me. And I got clean, man, for after a while. I realized that this man had did something way before he accepted the role of anything else. The man made me pray first. He taught me prayer before he said it, have you prayed about it? And when I've been going through things, that's the thing you say. Did you pray about it yet? No. Okay. Then go pray about it. And then, Kim, the second thing was, you would all say, and then meet me at the meeting. Pray and take your ass to me. If you ain't got nothing, if you don't know what to do, pray and take your ass to me. Yeah. I asked about relationships, but I ain't no relationship counselor. You know, mine fucked up too. He was real honest with me. I ain't gonna specialize in this stuff. I go through shit too. You wanna go to me?
That's it.
Let's go to me. Yeah. And he would sit back and we would listen, man, and he would do, I mean, it was just so dynamic. But he told me, man, don't put me up on no coffee. I'm a human being, I'm a drug addict trying to recover too. Just like you. And I remember the first time, be quiet. He said this to me. I called him about a job. I said, man, you think I'm ready to work in treatment center? He said, huh? I said, you think I'm ready to work in treatment? He said, what you think? I said, what? He said, what you think? You mean Jim, I can think now? He's been thinking all the time. I never gave you an answer to anything. I just asked you a question. He would always ask me questions. When I asked him something, he'd ask me something. He made me look within myself to find my own answer. He helped me grow up where I can depend on me. I don't, me and my sponsor don't talk all the time, but when we see each other, I know who he is. I had the same sponsor since last almost 19 years. I got a network of people I talk to, and I got some close mouth friends that are real tight. But that's not my sponsor. Because he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Lead and guide me through the process. And it worked. Man, my second thing was, well, you try to ride in. In honor, and acceptance of Tennessee Air Chapter Cocaine Anonymous, we would like to thank you and present you with your certificate of service and our gratitude for your coming. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, before we get out of here, I just want to read one thing to you. Our book is meant only to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will consistently disclose more to you until, wait a minute, to us. Ask him, and now I should remember this by heart. Ask him in the morning, in your morning meditation, what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order. But absolutely, obviously you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. And we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as we trudge this road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. All right. Now I know that by heart. So I guess this will end our workshop. I think I would say we made it through. Thank you guys for coming out.